looking at a key filing deadline case, well, SARS matter, with Mariska Delport. She's the associate in the tax and exchange control practice at law firm, mega law firm, Cliff Dekker Hofer. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Hour, Mariska.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into what businesses can learn from this particular case, it was between SARS and Virgin Mobile South Africa. Can you unpack some of the details for us of the case before we get into the merits?
In this matter, the Supreme Court of Appeal handed down a judgment that sheds light on how the tax court will be interpreting the interplay between Rule 52 and Rule 56 of the tax court rules, which essentially deals with missed deadlines and non-compliance with the court procedure. In this matter specifically, SARS missed a crucial deadline, and after a significant amount of time has passed, the taxpayer, which was Virgin Mobile, filed a Rule 56 notice requiring SARS to produce their documents within 15 days. SARS did comply, but the taxpayer then argued that mere compliance under Rule 56, while not also seeking condemnation for the initial non-compliance under Rule 52, is not enough. The court disagreed, confirming that Rule 56 can stand on its own, and this definitely streamlines the tax court processes. It's an outcome-based approach, but it also raises certain procedural fairness concerns, which in the article I describe as the possum paradox, which essentially allows a party to remain strategically inactive until formally warned, and then they can just comply without any consequence. So it kind of renders certain rules then moot, like Rule 52.
I mean, are you able to expand on this just a little bit more on how Rule 56 and 52 serve different purposes in tax litigation and why that distinction matters?
Like in any litigation, in any court, there are certain rules that outline certain deadlines by which certain pleadings must be filed. So in the tax court context, Rule 52 is available for the defaulting party to approach the court and ask for condemnation or essentially forgiveness for the late filing of the pleading. And to the extent that the court agrees, they will then be allowed to file that pleading. However, Rule 56, on the other hand, is available to the other party, the prejudiced party. Mm-hmm. So to the extent that the defaulting does not ask for condemnation on their own volition, the prejudiced party can then file a Rule 56 notice on this defaulting party saying, you know what, fix this default within 15 days or else, or I will seek judgment against you. What the court decided here is definitely a legally correct outcome, but in the same sentence, it can also be argued to not necessarily be fair for the other party who has been waiting patiently in good faith for the defaulting party to comply.
The possum paradox, so to speak. I mean, just to expand on this, does it signal a more flexible outcomes-based approach to tax litigation in South Africa?
Absolutely. The judgment essentially is indicating that once compliance is achieved, even if it is late, the case should proceed. That is an outcome-based thinking, which is less red tape, more focus on resolving disputes. However, you know, flexibility without limits, like we've outlined with the possum paradox, it can reward strategic non-compliance. So there will definitely need to be better guardrails to ensure that all parties are treated equitably.
The Business Hour on OFM.
That's Mariska Delport. She is from Cliff Dekker Hofbeer. She was taking you through that.